This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The new president of Carl Sandburg College is making the rounds to introduce himself to community leaders throughout the college district. Dr. Seamus Riley began the job on July 1st. Since then, he's been giving brief presentations at various local government meetings, including a stop at this month's meeting of the McDonough County Board. Riley says he's open to the idea of collaborations.
I mean, I think one of the things that we can directly and indirectly help with are economic development issues. So as we begin to look for ways to support workforce development, make sure that we're part of training programs as they come available, work with local workforce investment boards.
Riley believes community colleges serve many purposes, including training workers and educating students who plan to move on to a four-year institution. Riley grew up in Ireland. His wife is from Peoria. They met in graduate school in Dublin, got married, and moved to central Illinois in 1990. Riley says that gives him a different perspective that will serve him well as a community college president.
I think one of the things that's a real benefit for me is understanding the incredible opportunity that education provides in this country. I mean, in Ireland, education was something that wasn't necessarily available to everybody when I was a kid growing up. And so to see people who are here and who are able to take advantage of it, come back to school, change careers, for me, that was a very liberating thing.
Riley says he's been working at community colleges since 1999. Before coming to Carl Sandburg College, he was vice president of Parkland College in Champaign. Prior to that, he was a department chair and faculty member in English at that school. Riley says the past few years have been challenging for community colleges because of the state's budget problems, but he believes Sandburg College's fiscal situation is strong. He says the school weathered what he called a pretty big storm because community colleges generate revenue from local property taxes and student tuition in addition to their state funding. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.